Did you know that in 1978, when the arcade game Space Invaders was released in Japan, it was so popular it caused a national shortage of 100 yen coins? You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For all the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello and welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 44. My name's Gareth Briney. I'm going to be your host and always joined by some lovely people. And on my virtual left is Mr. James Burks. How are you doing, James?
Oh, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. I like your, whoa, sort of like upbeat.
You woke me up.
I did.
Are you ready?
I've caught you out.
How did I get here?
And on my virtual right is Mr. Richard Dobson. How are you doing, Richard?
Hello again. Good, thank you. And you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
But I'm not sure I can top James's optimistic introduction.
I know.
We'll try.
I'm going downhill, don't worry.
I think it's been a year since we started these podcasts. And that's amazing. And also, other people might go, that's a tragedy. It depends on your point of view. But it could go either way.
Well, it's just the audience, if we still got one.
We've still got one.
I know what you think.
This might be like those people who are just broadcasting in a sort of like they're trapped in a polar station, and they're just doing messages out to people, and they've got no one's responded.
No one's listening to cancel us.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, UK conquest.
Yeah, they might find this in about 2,000 years time, and so these poor sods
still recording.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on. Shall we go straight into it? What's the week been like? What have you been up to, you two? Richard, what have you been doing?
I've been, whilst I'm still continuing to work from home, I've been watching Twin Peaks, finally. I finished the original series, last week, and then I watched the prequel film, and this week I've just started on the follow-up third series.
Wow. So you watched two seasons of the first Twin Peaks, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And
first
then
and second season.
Come Fire Walk With Me is the film, the prequel film.
Yep.
And then the new one, which happened a couple of years ago, isn't it? What do you think?
Well, how much time have we got?
Well.
Because I started watching it with my partner, but she wasn't interested in the slightest, which is understandable. So I try and give her like a bit of a recap after each episode. But despite these episodes being so methodically slow in terms of what's going on the screen, it will take me sometimes 15, 20 minutes to explain what's going on.
Hmm.
And I think I've watched four episodes of this new series now, and I had no idea what's going on. But at the same time, I'm absolutely absorbed.
Oh, that's good.
Need to watch more.
James, have you ever seen Twin Peaks?
Yeah, I tried the new series when it first came out.
Right.
And I think I needed to see the originals to maybe get into it. So
yeah.
I watched three episodes and I just thought, what a load of tosh. Game up.
The difference between the old series and the new one, though, is unbelievable. Like, I would describe the old stuff as almost like a soap opera with the stories that's going on. And in particular, the second series, where it does go downhill quite considerably. But then this third series, it's just so fresh and it's unlike anything I've ever seen on TV before.
Mm. There's David Lynch stuff is, you love it or you kind of hate it, I think.
Yeah.
And I think you described it really well, Richard, when you don't know what's going on, but it's absorbing. And I think that's sometimes what he wants. He wants it to be absorbing. He wants it to be interesting. Even if there's nothing going on for 20 minutes, he wants it to completely compel you, I think. And I think there's
there's hardly any narrative structures, isn't it? Or if you've got a narrative structure which you think you're following, it will suddenly go off somewhere else, or it will get turned around. And his films do the same thing, and, you know, I think I've always found them not exactly what, yeah, compelling. You, there's scenes, certain scenes that are brilliant, and, you know, that hold up on their own, and, it's good. It's good that you're, everyone should give David Lynch a go, at least once.
Yes, yeah, I'm a convert after watching this. I would recommend it, definitely.
There's a little short film that was on Netflix, I don't know if it's still there, with David Lynch himself playing one of the parts. And it's like a 1940s noir. And I can't remember the name, but he's talking to a monkey who's talking with his lips moving.
You've got me interested.
And it's about a 15-minute film. That will sum up everything about David Lynch. Watch it. It's a little black and white. I can't remember what it's called. Just type in David Lynch talking to a monkey. You'll find it.
Mm.
Good, Richard. That's good. So we'll let us know at the end what you think.
Will do.
I don't know.
Long way to go, though. Yeah.
Are they doing another one? Did he do another? Is he going to do another one?
I have no idea. I mean, I've tried not to look online too much to see if another one's happening, because I don't want any potential spoilers.
Yeah.
But from even though I've still got a long way to go, I do hope that there's more to come.
Yes. Good. There you go. Twin Peaks. What about you, James? What have you been doing this week?
Well, it was a relatively boring week until I found High Score on Netflix, which is a gaming industry documentary, shall we say.
Right.
I've seen a couple of episodes now, and it's really interesting. I mean, it starts with Atari and Space Invaders, and how the arcade industry really boomed in the 80s. It's so interesting because it's before my time, so I don't really know any of this stuff. I knew Atari, though. I know the games, but it's so much more insight into the behind the scenes of these games. And even E.T. that I mentioned. When you hear about its development process, you kind of know why it failed big time. I think they cover Nintendo after that one, and then later on they do Sega versus Nintendo, and it's such a gripping documentary.
So it's all about sort of 90s gaming at the moment, is it?
It starts in the late 70s.
Oh, okay.
And it builds up to the late 90s.
Ah.
So you get Mortal Kombat in there as well. And Sonic and all the big guns.
Great.
Yes. It takes you from different angles. So like developers, the players, and people that just maybe didn't know had a role in the industry and could have been like a crucial part in shaping it.
Yeah.
Like the guy that first made cartridges, a console cartridge. Because I'd never heard of him. I'd never heard of the console. I definitely recommend watching that.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think we're going to get more documentaries on mainstream stuff about games now. Do you remember that documentary about the two people who played the Pac-Man High Scores? It's called Billy something. He was the world record. It's like about their world record, I think it was called.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
It's a great documentary to watch. It follows these two people from the 80s, and it's great. But it's quite a little hard-hitting, and they don't come across well, the two people. Well, one of them doesn't. But it's a really good documentary. And you sort of need some more kind of like interesting insider stuff about gaming now, I think.
Yeah.
Because we
that's what I watched was the indie game. You know, the indie game.
Yeah. Was that good?
Meet Boy and Fez. Yeah, it was really good. But again, some of them don't come across very well.
Is that Phil Fish that did Fez? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to see the rise, but there's always a fall, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You can see where it happens when you watch these documentaries.
Yeah. But that's what you want now, because they are like megastar. And the way we get presented with games, videos is that we get the kind of like the all the PR stuff, don't we? We get the kind of like Xbox, we're all together about the, you know, we get these very kind of like stage stuff. So you want these sort of like to see what happens, especially as we know there's chaos going behind it. You know, we've had Ubisoft bloody, you know, terrible stories of what's been happening in their offices and firings. And, you know, today we had some more, I think, at maybe the Batman even people.
Like, yeah, Rocksteady.
Rocksteady, this week.
Yeah. But even like the when games get delayed or end up being terrible, sometimes you don't know why it's that bad. It'd be good to see who really is to blame for these atrocities, if that's even the word. You know, it's a great insight.
Yeah.
And High Score is definitely worth a lot.
High Score on Netflix, that's on now. Great. Okay.
Yeah. 6 episodes.
Oh, good.
They're about 45 minutes each.
It's great. Not too bad. Thanks, James. I've finished this week Succession. Which I'm a bit behind on everyone else. I highly recommend everyone to watch that. It's two series at the moment. They're waiting to film the third one. It's brilliant. If you ever see it, it's about a kind of like family, like the Rupert Murdoch, like Rupert Murdoch's family. And it's about this kind of Rupert Murdoch figure at the top of this media billionaire and all his family trying to, you know, who's going to be the next in line. And it's brilliantly written. It's, I think it's by Jesse, who did Peep Show. He's a co-creator, but and it's a director of The Big Short and The Anchorman. He's one of the McKay, and it's great. It's fantastic. It's on Sky Atlantic, so you can watch it on Now TV, or if you've got Sky, watch on Sky. But I would recommend that. Highly brilliant, brilliant kind of like writing and drama. Yeah, have you seen it, you two?
Been tempted a couple of times by your
recommendations.
Many attempts to.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it to everyone. What about you, Richard? Have you seen it?
I've never even heard of it. No.
Ah, do it again. I think you'll like it. Yeah, do it. Everyone's highly unlikable, so that might be hard.
Sold.
Good. Now the next thing, which is going to get us to do a gaming thing. So yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, EA had a little kind of interview with a few people, and they were talking about how they're going to be called EA Play now. I got bored of that bit. But the interesting thing was, someone asked a question about FIFA 21. And someone said, could I still play with my, if I get FIFA 21 and I get upgraded to the PS5, they said at the time, can I still play my friends on the who I've got the PS4 version? And they said, no, you can't do cross-generation. And that applies to the Xbox and the Xbox Series X as well. And for me, because I play a lot of FIFA and I play with James, as one of the people I play with, and we've got a club of people, that put in a whole discussion with the people that we know, we all play together, go, oh, hold on, because we know some people are getting it and some people are not going to get it. Some people are going to hold on. So it becomes quite a tricky moment, because you're thinking, especially if everyone plays a lot of things on multiplayer. And my question to you two is, if this is the same for FIFA, surely it's going to be the same for things like Fortnite and Call of Duty?
Anything with the multiplayer element.
Yeah.
Did 343 not come out and say that Halo was going to be cross-generational though?
Did they? Definitely.
Was that before they delayed it?
Before they delayed it and went, how are we going to do this?
Maybe they delayed it. No, I'm sure I read somewhere that that was.
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, it would make sense completely.
But they can do it. Anyone can do it. Because that game is multiplayer focused, like FIFA would be.
Yeah.
So I don't know why no one else can do that. It would be possible.
I suppose it would matter more so for some people that are going to get the new console straight off. FIFA would be out for a couple of months by then. But then there's the free upgrade to the new console. But if you've still got your existing console, I don't think it's going to be that much of an issue for those. it just might be a bit of an inconvenience to swap between the two if they wanted to play with certain people. But yeah,
I think
just it, trading in.
Yeah, I'm going to trade because I'm going to trade in my my ex, my one ex for the new Series X. So, and also the idea of having another console I have to drag out.
And yeah,
I mean, I have enough trouble changing discs. That really annoys me. Another console.
It's quite technical.
Yeah, exactly. Changing HDMI ports, all sorts. No. But yeah, so I think, and also I'm going to get, what, 170 quid for the Xbox X to trade in. So, yeah, if I'm lucky. At the moment, I could get 190, but I'll probably go down to 150.
It's not working very well, is it?
Don't say that. I'm trying to sell it.
Get in first.
Shush. yeah, so it's hard, isn't it? Because I think that will apply to some other games as well. I really do. Because maybe
if it's not get a technical edge,
exactly,
an edge in the game because the process is faster, and I can see it might enhance it if you're playing an older system.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, I'm sure somebody could do about that.
It does seem such a strange one, though, because it doesn't benefit EA Sports in any way. No. It's not like it's their consoles that they're trying to shift.
No.
So and they've said that you can get a free upgrade, but you can't play across systems.
Yeah, so all your progress will be, you know, if you're on an Ultimate Team, all that stuff will go across, you know. Your team will go across. And I suppose if we were in a club, I suppose that would go across as well if we all went across. But, or maybe we have to start again. I don't know.
It's going to split the player base in half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe not quite half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be damaging to their online population.
I think so.
I don't think so. It's through. If they're listening, you know, have a think and see if you can go back to the drawing board. You've got time yet.
Yeah.
Fix it.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's going to be interesting to see how that happens. But I think you're right. I think there's probably something tech in there. But you're also
the only reason.
And you're already interested about how many people will be available. That is a big thing. So you're going to get, you are half in your players, aren't you? On both.
Yeah, we know already. The clubs, let's say, roster of teams is significantly lower this year than it was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hardly any teams in the high divisions because there's not many people playing it.
No.
And
we're still terrible.
We're a strong word.
There'll be one more bad team in the lower leagues this year because I am planning on picking up FIFA this time around.
Good. Good. You're gonna get. Are you getting the Series X, Richard?
Yes.
So we mean you
at launch
on the club in Series X. So you have to come with me upwards.
That's fine. As long as it's not James playing FIFA, then I can deal with that.
If it's Gremlins getting to your club, you have to put a notice up.
Oh dear. Yeah, that's interesting. And also, just a really quick one about a rumor, just before we go on to what we've been playing. So there's a rumor that came out a couple of days ago from a source that said they think the console's Xbox release, which is quite interesting, the digital version on the 5th of November, and the bigger version, the main version, on the 6th, and then the PlayStation a week later on the 13th.
Which one would you get? Discless or...
Oh, God. The other one. The bigger one.
So you're going to wait a whole day?
I am going to wait.
How are you going?
I don't know. Don't get me mad. And that the prices are going to be $500. So we're looking at, what, $440 on both. That was the room. It's a big room.
It'd be 500 quid.
500 quid.
There's no exchange rate anymore.
No, none of it isn't, is there? God, no.
$599.99.
What do you think about that? Do you think that sounds... It sounds a bit weird. It's very specific, isn't it? And also, it with the Xbox, it does do that... it's an extra bit of rumour from the one we had last week, which was the controller that had the date on it. Don't open till the 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it ties in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it could be quite soon. It's getting soon. We're going to know, and we must know soon.
Well, you'd think so. It's nearly upon us.
Yeah. And they've only got 10 in stock.
Probably not at Gamescom.
Yeah, Gamescom. That's probably what it's going to be.
We'll sell them all at Gamescom. Online auction. Bidding wars.
That'd be amazing if they did that. We've only got 44 of them. And here they go. Who wants it?
I'm still signing them all.
Oh, dear. Right. Good. Let's carry on. Let's go into what games we've been playing in the last week. Let's start with James. James, what have you got?
Oh, some great games as usual.
Good.
One's it. A tower defense game.
Great.
Wizards. Wand of Epicosity. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
It's a stupid name. And the strange thing about this tower defense game is that the best part of it is the story, which I think I've never ever said about a tower defense game. basically, you end up at this wizard's castle and you kill him by accident, and that puts you in the role as a wizard. And you have to stop these hordes of zombies and ghouls and all sorts of creatures from attacking the castle. I mean, it sounds fine, but there's only 20 levels and it feels like a MMO game.
Right.
Because the curse is not very accurate when you try to cast spells on the zombies and stuff. And I think you can finish it in about 3 hours.
Wow.
But they went in £17 for it. So it's not great.
So it's just attack, you're just getting hordes of creatures coming at you and you're building your towers, your defence things.
Wait, no, you stay inside the castle.
Right.
And you cast spells from inside the castle. It's like isometric.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. Yeah.
But you can't even see where they're coming from most of the time. Because they blend into the environment because of the colours that they've used. And there's one level where it's entirely covered in mist.
Oh, I love a bit of mist.
You can't even see where they are. So that's fun.
Five stars? 5 stars out of 5?
2.5, surprisingly.
Right.
Because of the story. The whole 5 minutes of cutscenes throughout the whole game is worth 2.5 stars. It is very funny.
Good.
But the game itself, don't bother.
Great. Another A-lister by James. Yes.
Always. You know where to come when you want to know what not to buy.
Richard, what have you got? Sorry to kick us off.
Well, I feel like, just on James's, I feel like a 2.5 stars from James is a 4 stars from everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
What? Unbelievable.
But I've just put up a review for a game coming out next week to Game Pass as well, called Double Kick Heroes, which is a side-scrolling rhythm-based game. And but it's mainly designed for metalheads, such as the type of music that you'll be tapping along to on your controller. There's a band called the Double Kick Heroes that get involved in a zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
And then they travel around the world trying to figure out what's going on and hopefully save the world. But there's loads of difficulties on it, and on the harder difficulties, it gets really tricky because you're obviously using your front 4 buttons, but then you've got your shoulder buttons as well. And yeah, I'm not as dexterous as I need to be for those higher difficulties.
So it's a bit like Guitar Hero at the end.
A little bit, yeah. You've got a thing scrolling across the screen that you need to tap buttons in time with it. Very much like Guitar Hero in that sense. But then there's a bit of a story And obviously, for legal purposes, they don't have the lifelike rock gods of old, but they do have a lot of likeness in these characters, and it is quite tongue in cheek with some of the personalities that come through. So yeah, but yeah, I think I give that 3.5 stars. That was quite good fun.
Oh, good. I mean, that's out next week on Game Pass.
Yes, 28th, I believe.
Okay.
That sounds worth a go.
Good?
Interesting.
I'm not going to play. I'll be honest with you now.
You've got no rhythm.
I've got no rhythm.
I wonder.
No rhythm at all. I've just played a game that I'm still reviewing. Nearly finished it. I think it was out last week, called Metamorphosis. And it's a game, it's based on Frank Kafka's The Metamorphosis novel. And a bit more like his other novels as well. It's definitely his world. It's like a mixture of his stuff called The Trial and The Castle. And Franz Kafka was a novelist maybe at the turn of the century. I think these novels came out after the First World War. And he was born in Czechoslovakia, in Prague. And he's always famed for like kind of very bleak, but funny outlooks on the world about bureaucracy and about the nature of being and the futile existence of the world. But some of his humour. And some of these developers done a game. And basically you start off and you're in this house and then you slowly turn into an insect. And then you play as an insect in a kind of like grown-up world. So it's a bit like Grounded that we played recently, where you're kind of like walking around in this kind of like, you know, over objects. But they've got this whole insect population under the sort of floorboards in one way. They, you know, there's insects there are like mobsters and unionists and, you know, nightclub owners. And, you know, it's, there's a film director. But it's very surreal and it's really, it's not as, you know, really strange. The world changes at all. It's like a Kafka-esque, you know, when you hear that word, it mixes sort of George Orwell. It's really, I really enjoyed it. I think what the developers have done is made something unique and interesting, even with the gameplay being an insect, but just the world. And I think that's always to be applauded. And I mean, it's short, 3 to 4 hours, you know, it's straight through. But it's 20 quid. Maybe £5 off that would be fine,
it's
I think.
A bit much,
yeah, but it's good. I mean, it's so well done and well crafted. It's in that in between mark, but it's, you know, on the 360, this would have been a full price game, I think, and been fine. But yeah, it's good. It's really, really good. So that's that one. Do you like the sound of that one, you two? Nothing. Silence.
It did look interesting.
It's really worth
it. The surrealness speaks to me. I like the bizarreness of it all.
Yeah.
I must have missed this one, but it does sound interesting.
I think it's a hard sell straight away doing Franz Kafka, a game based on Franz Kafka. but that's what's great about the Xbox. You've got so many different games out there to choose from. But yeah, we'll see
how we try something different.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, what's that? Bike?
Sorry, yeah.
No, I like it.
A massive bee.
That'll be the bikers going past.
Massive bee. Rich is in the insect world. It's just him shrunken. little microphone on he's talking to now. good. What's the next game, you two? James, what have you got next?
I play a couple of games in my spare time, not for reviewing purposes, which is a rarity. One's called Creature in the Well, which is on Game Pass. And basically, it's a bit like a pinball game. But not a pinball game. It's very hard to describe. You play this character who hits orbs into different objects. They're not like pinball bumpers and various pinball objects. And you've got to hit these to unlock, power to then move through this big I don't know what you call it. Like a mine? It's not very well explained.
This is like a dream you had last night. You're describing a weird dream that woke you up.
It's Kafka-esque.
Yeah, it is Kafka-esque. No.
it's a really strange game.
Creature of the Well.
Yeah, it's a bit like pinball. It's a really weird take on pinball.
Yeah.
It's like hack and slash.
Wow.
With pinball.
I played this on the Switch, so I at least know what James is on about. But good. It's not easy. No, it's not easy to discuss, yeah. But like pinball hack and slash is probably the best way to describe it.
Pinball hack and slash, okay. Good.
It's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
For example.
I think it got a bit repetitive, but it was certainly an interesting concept.
Okay. Definitely. Good.
Sorry, Gareth.
I'm not going to try.
It's on Game Pass.
Okay, it's on Game Pass, won't it?
It's like 900 megabytes. You can download it in a minute.
Richard, what else have you got for us? We're gonna move on. We're relaxing today. I like it. Yeah.
Another game that I've reviewed, and I think this is due out on the 28th as well, is called Road to Guangdong, which has been out and about in the public eye. I think it was on Steam Early Access for a while. And this is kind of a weird hybrid between a visual novel, a driving game, and a car mechanic simulator. So you've just inherited a restaurant from family members, but you need to sort of get recipes from various other family members throughout China. So you'll go on this road trip. I think she's with your auntie. But then the car that you've got isn't the best, and it requires constant maintenance to sort of keep it running. And I gave it 2.5 stars because I enjoyed getting to these destinations to have these like story elements to it, but the way that the game's set up, it can take upwards of an hour sometimes to get to these destinations, and you're just driving and driving and driving, stopping off to fix things and then driving for ages. And that side of it I found really boring because despite there being two people in the car, they hardly ever talk to each other. And there's just nothing else going on whilst driving.
I did a Let's Play of it a couple of days ago. And I totally agree with you. I think you're absolutely... And we did... I think we've got a podcast... In one of the early podcasts from last October, we've got an interview with a developer. I'm sure we have. Definitely have. And he was talking about it then. He was a really interesting guy, really thing. But... You're absolutely right. It's randomly generated as well, isn't it? The driving bit.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And you've only got two radio stations, haven't you? Go on, you're going to say no.
One's a lot better than the other one. That's what I was going to say.
Yes. And the driving is just really, really dull, isn't it? There's no turning. And you run out of fuel so quickly.
And I think in we had the preview. I think another guy did the preview for us on the website over a year ago, and he sort of said these are the main issues with the game. Mm. And in my review, these same issues were still there.
Mm. Yeah,
that's a shame.
Because visually, I think it's got a really lovely style to it.
Yeah,
you know, it could be really interesting. But it doesn't quite, the driving's got to do it. It's got to be something in there. I think it's one too many things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Yeah. Good. And then the other one I've got is, I've got two things to chat about quickly.
Give us a big one.
Train Sim World 2. I'm reviewing that. Yeah. Started that today because I was allowed to play it today. So I've been on the... On the tube. I'm going to do a Let's Play for that in a couple of days, but it's I was on the tube. I was on the Bakerloo line driving in the car, but I keep stalling it. There's a thing on the when you're driving a tube train called a dead man's handle, and I can't work out why I keep pressing it and breaking the train. It's not good. I was an hour of me doing that today, trying to get that train going. But I had the problem. I had this problem with the first one, so I'm going to go back to it. But it looks great. The visuals upgrade's good. It's going to be fun. It's the same thing. But I didn't get my other routes that I had from the first game for some reason. I'll have to look at that.
Oh, no.
That's good. I like that, Chase. The sincerity there.
I really tried.
You did try. Spiritfarer is on Game Pass, and that came out on Wednesday. And it's brilliant. Richard, it's lovely, isn't it? Because you saw me playing that.
Yeah, it did look really good, did that.
And Ryan's just done a review for it, and he's given it 5 stars. And I think it's, from what I've played, it's beautiful. And it's a big old game as well, isn't it? You sort of play as someone who's now working as a, what's the word? Like the Charon, the person who drives souls to the underworld. And that's your job now. And you and your little cat have got a boat.
No, no job.
Yeah, going out seeking souls. But it's like a sim game where you're building things on your boat, like kitchens or fields, and then you're kind of like growing food, and then you're going out to different islands and chatting to people and then getting souls so you can get extra abilities. I played 45 minutes of it, and it was great. It really sold. But the animation is beautiful. Have you had a look at it, you two? Richard, you have.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned when I first heard about this game that it was just going to be a bit too depressing for me, all this taking people to the afterlife and stuff. But watching that Let's Play that you did, it seems like it's a really upbeat game, despite the reading material associated with it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really tempted to give it a go.
Yeah, I think everyone should get it. I think read Ryan's review, 5-star, but I think it's probably well-deserved. It's really good. Right, let's move on, because we've got to go. And Richard, you've got a quiz for us.
Yes.
Are you ready? We haven't done a quiz for ages.
I've had a look. The last quiz we did was in May.
Wow.
I've been fortunate to be on podcasts recently that have had things to talk about.
Not like we haven't got stuff to talk about today.
We can just talk about trains a bit longer.
Yeah.
So I've just done a quick 15-question quiz today. These are all, I believe, they're all topical from the past couple of weeks.
Okay.
Anyway, and that's why we're doing them before the news, because looking at what we've got to discuss in the news, one of those is definitely related to a question that I've got.
Which one?
you'll know which one. But I think last time we did one, James, you were the high pitch noise and Gareth, you were the low pitch noise.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Coo-coo.
That was it. That's yours. Yeah. Mine was something like that.
Right. So I know what I'm listening out for again.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, let's go straight into it. Just 15 questions. Whoever buzzes in first can have first guess.
Good.
And then I'll keep a track of who answers them on my computer. So question one. In PUBG, you win chicken dinners, but what is the prize for winning the game of Fall Guys? Gareth.
A crown.
Well done.
I knew that. I hesitated.
Oh, I don't hesitate.
How many crowns have you won?
None.
Me too.
Me too.
I got so close.
Question two. The Harvest Moon series is set to debut on the Xbox this week, but what is the subtitle to this game? Is it Mad Dash, Mad Max, or Mad World? Gareth again.
Mad World.
No.
Okay.
James.
Mad Dash.
Yes, well done.
Well done, James.
Cheers.
The point for each of these two. Then this next question. During lockdown, GTA 5 was the third best-selling physical game. Can you name the other two in first and second? James?
Was it The Last of Us Part 2? And Ghost of Tsushima?
No.
Ooh, that's what I would have said as well. I was going to say that as well. Wow.
Do we get any points?
No.
No.
I'm going to guess let's say, what would it be? It's got to be a sports game in there. Let's say FIFA 20 and... Oh, I don't know. Fallout 67.
Is that a remake?
Yeah. He's got a 1 point for FIFA.
Great.
But the other one was Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, of course. Of course.
Really?
Wow.
FIFA, what are you doing?
I would have said yours.
There's some good games. James.
I think this is all, like I said, these are physical ones. So everyone else seems to be buying all those other games digitally.
That's annoying.
Question four. Buckingham Palace has comically been turned into what in Microsoft Flight Simulator? Gareth again.
It's like an industrial office estate.
Can't accept that, I'm afraid.
I have no idea.
Oh, is it a power station?
No. It's been changed into a block of flats.
I've seen it. Yeah, that's very funny. It's like there's been a sort of like revolution in England.
A few years.
Yeah. Good.
Question five. Capcom announced last week that Resident Evil 7 is their best-selling Resident Evil title and second best-selling game overall. But what is their best seller of all time?
For Capcom?
Yeah. Gareth?
Street Fighter?
No. Good shout.
Oh, it's harder.
It's this generation.
Really? Oh, I've gone.
Devil May Cry?
No.
Sorry, that's it now.
He's got rid of two options for you now, though, James.
I keep what I said in Resident Evil.
No.
No.
It is Monster Hunter World.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Great. Good.
Question six. Which fighting game did Rash from Battletoads make a guest appearance? James?
Was it Killer Instinct?
Well done.
Well done, James.
Question seven. The recent Suicide Squad announcement from Rocksteady featured the logo appearing on which superhero's head? Gareth.
Superman.
Superman, well done.
Very good.
Question eight. The next Call of Duty game has been confirmed as being called what?
James, you have that.
Just James, yeah.
Is it Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War?
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah. I don't remember what series it was.
Question nine. Which dystopian novel has Fortnite quoted in their recent spat with Apple and Google?
Yeah.
Gareth.
Is it? Oh, I forgot. Is it Brave New World?
No.
Dystopian. Is it 1984?
Well done.
Hold on, James.
1980 Fortnite.
Hey.
Very good.
Question 10. Who is rumoured to be playing Officer Dick in the Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 remasters? Gareth.
Will Ferrell.
No.
Is it Gareth?
Yeah. No, unfortunately not. It's Jack Black.
Ah, I saw that, yes.
I never heard that.
Which of these was the most recent to be delayed into 2021? Is it Halo Infinite, The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe, or Deathloop? Gareth?
I'm going for Deathloop.
No. James?
Is it Halo?
No.
Or Stanley Parable. I didn't know.
Stanley Parable.
Should have gone for that.
Who cares?
I want that.
I care about that
I
one.
I really want that one as well.
Like Deluxe Edition.
They,
in the original, like 10 years old.
Probably will be when it comes out.
Over it.
They did a really funny thing where they just copied and pasted Halo Infinite and Deathloop's announcements and just put their own font on it.
That's brilliant. Good. Very good.
Question 12. Who is the cover star of FIFA 21?
Coco.
James.
Is it Mbappe?
Yeah, as well done. Question 13. Right, I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna sound wrong, but it's right. So, question 13: which condiment company have been asking for spoiled turnips in Animal Crossing? James.
So, is it? Can you read the question again?
You can't have the question again.
I had a blank. I completely forgot where I was, where I am.
You buzzed in, not knowing what it is. Go on.
Is it a food company?
It's which condiment company has been asking for spoiled turnips? No.
I've got no idea. Branston?
No.
Hellman's.
Hellman's, yeah.
Hellman's, oh.
Hellman's have set up an island in Animal Crossing and we're asking for people to donate spoiled turnips for a charity.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I thought it was a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Question 14. Which Swedish band will be providing music for the band Samurai in Cyberpunk 2077? James?
I'm going to say Abba. Just for fun. We're going with Abba.
It's close, but it's a punk band.
No idea.
I'm a second choice.
They're called Refused, and this is the band that Keanu Reeves will be fronting in the game.
Oh, wow. Like that.
That's cool.
Good.
And finally, question 15. Which developer created the latest Battle Royale, Hyperscape? I think that was just Gareth.
Ubisoft. Just.
Well done.
I think James has got it. Well deserved.
Top them up. Gareth has 4 and James has 5.
Ooh, very good game.
Good job, really, because the last one was technically wrong. It's Ubisoft Montreal.
Damn you, James. You don't deserve to win after that.
Yeah, I agree. Gareth wins.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard. Thank you.
No, yeah. Well done.
James is just gone. It's hung up. Taking the podcast, gone. Right, thank you very much, Richard, as always. It's brilliant. It's nice to do a quiz again.
Indeed.
Lovely to do a quiz.
Nice and different.
Let's just quickly go over some of the news, because we've run out of time.
There's a new Call of Duty game coming out.
There's a new Call of Duty game. What's it called, James?
Is it Call of Duty Black Ops?
Yeah.
Cold War.
And that's the little trailer with some 1960s video in there, and that's coming. They have more details on the 26th of August. So that's next week. So we know a day. I've got a funny feeling, you two. Is this linked to one of the consoles?
It might be. They've done some time exclusive stuff before.
Yeah.
PlayStation. But I believe it'll be Xbox this time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a launch title with an exclusive, you know, bit of extra stuff.
Exclusive skins.
Yeah, something exclusive skins.
All right.
Yeah, brilliant.
Exclusive double XP weekends.
Yeah. Will be. There was a PlayStation 5 today. They've got an advert for their It was in Hungary, first of all, Hungarian trailer. And now this is a live 30-second advert. Did you two ever look at it? Kicks off its release.
It's the one with the lady.
The lady.
Yeah.
Bow and arrow.
Yeah.
But it doesn't show any gameplay. It shows the console and the controller, which we already know what it looks like at the end.
Ooh.
Watch out. Get your heads down, please. And it's got those on there. But what it did do is went into a conversation, and we looked a bit later on with the stuff about the DualSense controller and how that works, which it was hinted at. So the lady sort of like firing a bow and arrow, and it's like you can feel all that. And I think the way the controller is working, what's it called? Haptic?
Haptic feedback.
Yes. So the idea is if you really do feel like you're drawing the bow,
yeah,
it's kind of the vibration goes across the console at that time, so it has that feeling. Is that right?
I believe so.
We believe that's the kind of, so if you're, and also if you've got a gun, you can feel it won't, the trigger would go down to a certain bit that needs reloading, so you can use things like that. It's kind of playing with the whole sense of it and where the sound's coming from, we think.
I saw that for Deathloop, that if your gun jams, you won't be able to push the trigger down.
Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, which sounds really cool.
It does sound really cool, doesn't it? I just didn't really register this stuff before, and I was kind of reading more about it on that article we looked at with some of the developers talking about it. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is really good. This is really interesting. James, are you sold?
It's a gimmick. They'll start putting it into games within a year. They're like, yeah, that didn't work. That vibrating controllers. Now it's just Mr. Massage. Just vibrating stuff in games.
Yeah, that's it, right? James is not sold on that one. Okay, yeah. But I think it's another way, isn't it? I mean, I think the PlayStation, I always like the way the PlayStation always had I like the little, what's it called, the square box on it that you kind of swipe and stuff.
Yeah, and it has that built-in speaker I've played a few games where it's been used really well. Like every time you're on the phone, it'll come out of the controller as opposed to the TV. Just little things like that are really, really cool.
Richard, we like that. James doesn't. It's a gimmick for James. The Microsoft Unreal, we're running through these, and unveiled its new Xbox Series X UI.
Is it nice?
Did you look at this?
Yeah.
No.
It's I can't remember it now. All I do
it's
remember
almost identical.
Yeah, it's almost identical. I think what they were basically saying is you can use your phone. It's what people have been doing for ages. They're using your it's integrated with your phone, so you can use your phone to type messages. It's all for everybody is their big thing, isn't it?
All for everybody.
Yeah.
That their slogan this time.
I think it's something like that. Something for everybody.
I did like the what did they said that previously if you wanted to share a screenshot or something, you would have to do it through the Xbox and it would take ages to type out. But with it having it being integrated into your phone, you can do it that way, which makes a lot more sense for ease and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea that they've got.
Yeah, bringing it all together.
Yeah.
A bit more smoothly.
What else was there in there? I couldn't really.
It wasn't the same though.
It didn't. There wasn't anything else that. There wasn't anything that grabbed me.
There was the store. The storefronts had a bit of an overhaul to run faster, and which is good because on my original Xbox One, it's painfully slow.
Right.
But also, they can do animated backgrounds, which seems like such a trivial thing, but. Considering we're on Xbox, we've only ever been really able to have screenshots before.
Cool. Good.
So you can unlock new backgrounds in the games, like new animated backgrounds. That'd be quite a cool idea.
Avatar Awards on the 360.
They were good.
Yeah, it'd be good to see that.
Good. Right. Now, I think that's probably about it for us. Let's have a look at what we're looking forward to next week. What have you got, Richard?
I am really looking forward to the new Madden game this time around.
Are you a big Madden fan?
I am. Big American football fan.
Wow.
And I don't know why. I'm just really looking forward to this one. Well, I don't think they're doing much different, but I think it's having that on the next-gen console is really, really appealing to me. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to anyway.
So that's going to be next-gen as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's got the same free upgrade sort of thing, but then it won't be cross-generational play. But I don't know anyone else that plays Madden anyway, so that's not an issue.
And when's that out? Next week?
I think the Ultimate Edition's maybe the 25th, the regular edition, i.e. the cheaper ones, the 28th.
Right, okay. Wow. You'll be you'll be reviewing that, because there'll be no one else going for it. And the Xbox.
Hopefully. But I've never reviewed one for the site.
Good luck.
Okay.
I think I had to review at some point, at one point, hockey. Because no one else wanted to do it. I did it one year, hockey and basketball.
We've both did baseball titles this year as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I know nothing about that.
No, we did.
But yeah, American football, that's my jam.
Good. James, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Nexamon, which is like a Pokemon clone. Where you go and catch monsters. It could be a cheap rip-off. It could be a decent contender. We'll find out next week.
Catchy title.
I feel like the titles that's are a working title. As well.
When's that out?
28th, I believe.
Okay.
It's called Nexamon Extinction.
Okay. I've got Tell Me Why, which is I'm looking forward to, which was the Xbox. We saw in the Xbox first party game that's come to Game Pass Thursday, I think. So it's by the Life is Strange team, and it's another kind of like narrative visual novel type feel to it.
Life is Strange.
Yeah, episode one is out. So that was good. Mm. Look forward to that. And that will go on to the Xbox Series X as well, I think. Now, I think we're going to be busy in the next couple of weeks. I think we're getting nearer to the bit when the consoles are going to get shown in their glory. But I think what we're going to do next week for everyone who's listening, because normally we come out on a Friday, and I think next week, because we might do two specials, we might do a DC, what's the thing called, DC Fan something?
Fandom.
So we might have a podcast on Monday, and we'll definitely probably have one next Sunday to cover Gamescom. So it'll be Monday and Sunday. Well, probably Monday and Monday. They're both going to come out on Monday. I'm confusing you. I'm confusing me. Yeah. But they won't be on the usual Friday next week. So you'll have two extras.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
These lovely treats.
Hello, is anyone out there? Mayday. This is a Mayday. Richard, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter at Dobbo1912.
Great. James, you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at OKGKL.
Brilliant. You can find me at GB Briley on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitch. But please subscribe, like, leave a comment. Always nice to hear. And we'll see you very soon. We'll see you in a few days. Bye bye. Thanks, gentlemen. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. You had found all the notes of the show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at the Xbox Hub, and search for the Xbox Hub on Facebook.